to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
America, and welcome to our show here. It is Friday, October 29th here, and we've got a lot of stuff happening today here. If you are trying to reach our website, we are currently under hacker attack. They hit us earlier today. Rents was hit earlier today. Right now, they're obviously picking the time I start my radio show to come back in and pound on the site, knowing that I'm a little bit distracted from being able to work on it. So we've got some other people looking at it, but obviously we've got something to talk about that the bad guys don't want you to know about. So let's get right to it. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and there's the bad one right there. Man, somebody does not want you to know what's going on in the world. Obviously the top story today has to do with this booga booga, and I'm sorry I'm late getting it just in TV, but we're dealing with a lot of problems here in the computer room right now. We are under hacker attack. Let's sort of regroup here. Justin TV is up and running now, and we're under hacker attack. And the reason is we've got some stuff to talk about. And the big story right now from the media is all the searches of the plane and the international security alert. And they're pushing this as hard as they can. You know, planes are being stopped. Planes are being escorted by fighters. And what started it all? An ink toner cartridge for a printer machine that was discovered by British authorities on an airplane. Now, here's the interesting thing. This toner cartridge was sprayed with white stuff all over the outside and had a circuit board attached to it and a bunch of wires. This thing is screaming, look at me, look at me, look at me, I'm a suspicious package. But the British authorities have already reported there were no explosives inside. So how did they know it was there? The bomb-sniffing dogs are not going to be, sniffing at the package. We know that airport authorities do not unpack every single package in a UPS cargo plane at every single airport every single day around the world. There isn't that much scotch tape to put it all back together. So how did they know this non-bomb bomb was there in order to make a big stink about it and kick off this whole international security alert? Obviously, somebody got a phone call saying, oh, we think there's a suspicious package on this plane. And the guards go open it up and, oh, wow, it's a toner cartridge sprayed with white stuff and a circuit board from a 1980s TV set attached to it. This must be an horrific Al-Qaeda plot directed against synagogues in the United States. Oh, feel sorry for us. Feel sorry. We're under attack. Forget what we're doing to the Palestinians. They're attacking us with toner cartridges. So anyway, this Osama bin toner cartridge is an obvious hoax and it's a fraud. And nobody can explain why this would kick off such a huge thing. Ever since I went public on the website earlier about this story, they're starting saying it was a dry run. The reason there wasn't really a bomb here, this was a dry run. I'm sorry. That's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard in my life. You don't do dry runs. First of all, since it doesn't go bang, how would you know it succeeded? Second, if you're going to go through all the time and energy to fly that fleet of bombers over Germany to see if you can do it, as long as you're there, you're going to drop some bombs on Hitler's rear end. This dry run story is a panic button response to the fact they can't explain why somebody would put a non-exploding bomb on this airplane. And now, I mean, I'm watching the media feed. This is the only story today. They're not reporting anything else, and that's intentional. Pay no attention to the banking fraud that wrecked our country far more thoroughly than Osama bin Laden could dream of it, even if he were still alive. The big story is the booga booga over on the airplanes. And, President Panzi is getting ready to come on TV at 4 o'clock. He's going to have a statement about the international security alert. Guys, they are desperate to keep you from realizing that the economic system is going to collapse, and it's the banker's fault, and the government let him do it. This is a Hail Mary pass to scare you back into obedience. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
America, welcome back to the show here. We seem to have our server back up and online. We found yet another villain and had to block the IP. And fortunately, there are some other people working on this problem besides yours truly at the moment. So I'm going to stay focused here on the radio show, and my associates will be doing battle out there in cyberspace. But there's an old saying, if you're catching flak, you are over the target. And my target right now is the massive mortgage-backed security fraud by the major banks of the United States of America that have destroyed our economy and destroyed our nation beyond the wildest dreams of any mythical phony terrorist wearing a towel on his head he stole from Holiday Inn. And I'm not dissing Holiday Inn, you know. But basically, obviously, the media, I mean, you know, now passenger flights being escorted by fighters out of an abundance of caution. They're admitting there isn't actually a story here. Nothing has happened. The only actual event that has happened to trigger off this entire cascade of paranoia and the security industrial complex, you know, see, we need those naked body scanners here. There are toner cartridges out there with fake Christmas tree snow sprayed all over them. And wires. You know how dangerous wires are. If you don't believe me, touch some of the wires inside the walls of your house, and you'll see there's a terrorist living in every one. And a circuit board. Oh, my God, there's a circuit board attached to this thing. I took a look at it. To me, it looks like some kind of a TV tuner out of a vintage 1980s TV set. There are obvious, in the foil patterns on the circuit board, there are obviously supposed to be ribbon connectors going to it, which are not there. So whatever it is, it's dead. I work in the film industry. Or I used to work in the film industry. Now I work in trying to stop World War III. It's become my full-time job. But I've fired prop people for better-looking fakes than this one. It's embarrassing. I don't know who thought this one up. Actually, we do. Apparently, what we're hearing now is the initial expression of concern that there might be something worth noticing on airplanes heading to the United States came from a synagogue in Chicago, which called the FBI and said, oh, our sources in Israel are telling us there's a package coming from Yemen that you should look at. Remember, if there isn't actually an explosive inside that toner cartridge, there is no way for the authorities at the British airport to know it is there. I think we can all assume, being UPS, that this toner cartridge was originally inside a cardboard box. Okay? And it was on the plane. It was, you know, just stopover. And for some reason, somebody said, we've got to go out to this airplane, pull out this container, pull out this package, and look at it. And it appears now that somebody sent a phone call that sent them to find this fake bomb. And from there, it's just cascading all over the media. The, you know, CNN, ABC, Fox, CBS, they're not reporting anything else at all. They're not reporting anything else at all. And it's a non-story. There is no bomb. They're talking about all these suspicious packages they're looking at that came from Yemen. They haven't actually found anything in them. There is no story. It's a fake bomb. That's the only actual thing that's happened. And this has become the major story of the day. Pay no attention to the bank fraud. Pay no attention to the fraudulent foreclosures. That's all yesterday's news. You got to pay attention to those airplanes and those packages with toner cartridges. That's what you should think about just ahead of the election. And we're going to prove how the corporate media and the government are taking care of you, because we're going to hammer hard on those toner cartridges of mass destruction that threaten our nation. The only toner cartridges that are destroying our nation are the ones in the copy machines used to make the phony copies of the mortgages to go into all those bogus mortgage-backed securities. Those are the toner cartridges of death, and they've spelled death already for millions and millions of homeless Americans. This is pure propaganda and distraction that they're running out here. And you have got to, everybody you've talked to about this so-called international security alert, you got to tell, where's the threat? The toner cartridge, you know, had Christmas tree snow or something like it sprayed all over the outside, and a circuit board and some wires, you know, bolted on. This thing screams, look at me, I'm a horrible threat. This thing is as phony as Adam Gadon and Yusuf Al-Khattab. It's another fake. And the corporate media, which we know is bribed with millions and millions of dollars by Israel to report the news Israel wants you to think is true, they're all over this thing. They're not reporting on the banks. They're not reporting on the things that really affect your life. Because if this toner cartridge from Yemen is a fake, and it is, and none of the other packages they've looked at have anything that's dangerous in them, and they don't, then this is not a story that is affecting your life. It is a distraction. It's a distraction. They're trying to pull, well, they've succeeded in pulling the corporate media off of the bank fraud story that was threatening to blow up, and will still blow up, because we here in the alternative media, we're not going to let this die. We recognize a dodge by the corporate media when we see one. And that's why the corporate media's viewership is in decline, and the listenership of Republic Broadcasting continues to climb. Our numbers are going up, both at the website and the radio station. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Robert in Brooklyn. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Robert. Thank you. About time I got to talk to you.
Can you turn down your radio, please? Okay, are you there? Okay.
Yes, yes. Okay. It's nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad you finally got really mad and angry about this crap that's been going... Oh, excuse me. I don't want you to lose your license, but...
I don't want to lose it either.
I know. Okay, you know, I'm 100% with you. Everything you say paraphrases everything that I've been saying for years. Here's one thing. Rumsfeld the night before 9-1-1. Do you know this? Rumsfeld said the Pentagon is going to take a hit.
There was all that kind of stuff going. In fact, my concern, to be very honest, is this whole booga booga that they're doing today may be trying to set the stage for something that's going to happen over the weekend ahead of the election.
I wouldn't be surprised because this
may be a pre-sale, but you're absolutely right. Just the night before 9/11, there were all these guys going around the bars in Manhattan, deliberately leaving these phony IDs on the counter to be found by the police the next day, screaming about how Islam was great and America would be taught a lesson the next day, and just going out of their way to attract attention.
See, I worked for the Transit Authority, so I was down there the next day. I didn't have a camera with me, unfortunately. I went down to Rector Street. White powder was there. It was like somebody did a party there with cocaine, but this was the residue from the buildings.
Somebody sent me a jar of that stuff. It's amazing how pulverized it is.
Yeah, it was asbestos. And I saved the group of people I was with. I talked to the foreman and I said, listen, let's get the hell out of here, because we don't know if there could have been a radioactive bomb or something like that. This whole area, if you ask me, it stinks to high heaven. And we got out of there.
Well, you know, we know now that, the head of the EPA was telling the emergency responders, the air is safe to breathe and everything. And now they're all sick and they're all dying and nobody's got money for them.
Yes, yes.
Horrible thing. I'm glad you got out and I'm glad you're healthy.
Yeah, well, what could I do? What could I do? There was a piece of an airplane in one of those buildings behind it, too. So it was airplanes. It wasn't a hologram thing.
That's just a lot of nonsense.
I can understand people thinking about this. It was a whole setup, this whole thing. You know, it stunk to high heaven, you know. By the next day, I said to myself, this is ridiculous what happened. You know, it's Arabs, a guy in a cave did this bullshit.
Well, you know, that you can't say on the air.
Did it.
I'm sorry, you can't say that on the air. And okay, got to watch the language there. And I appreciate what you're saying, and I appreciate your calling in. And you're absolutely right. This is, what we're seeing today is they're selling it. They're selling terror. They're trying to resell the terror mindset. And I don't think they're getting all that much traction with it. In fact, a story we're going to report later in the show, a new Rasmussen poll shows 65% of Americans, if they had the ability to do so, would throw out the entire U.S. Congress right now. 65%. Only 20% would keep the Congress as it is, and of course that 20% represents those people in America who work for the government or get a government paycheck. And the other 15% are kind of still making up their mind here. But the bottom line is the U.S. government has lost the trust and faith and support of the vast majority of the American people. This is a desperation attempt to try, there's a couple of agendas at work here. They're trying to build a case for us to invade Yemen, which is where these packages are supposed to be coming from. They're trying to basically distract everybody from the fact that the major U.S. banks screwed the American people, screwed the American investor, screwed half the banks of Europe who are now suing and may actually be bankrupt right now, insolvent. That's what they're trying to distract everybody from. And, of course, Israel gets a chance to play victim yet again, even as the atrocities in Palestine continue to mount. So thank you, Robert, for the call. We're going to switch to Thomas in Sweden. Aloha, Thomas. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael, and to the listeners as well, of course. I was Marines, and I was in the air wing. I want to know, if there's a bomb on a passenger plane, what good is it going to do to escort it with fighter jets? I mean, we're going to shoot
down
the
rest of
the
Well, if that bomb goes off, they're going to shoot that sucker down.
Right. That's all I had. I'm going to wish you and Claire and everyone else a happy Halloween. I'm going to be wearing my Nancy Pelosi mask.
Oh, you're not going to get any candy for that one. They're going to be throwing shoes at you. All right, thanks
bye,
a lot, Thomas.
Bye.
We're going to let you go. We're at the end of the segment here. And, this whole thing about we're escorting the passenger jet with fighter planes. Why? What are you going to do, shoot the passenger jet down? It's for show. It's all for show. We'll be right back.
Oh. Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
In the night, without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And it is amazing looking at the corporate media. They're selling this as hard as they can. Okay, there is something in the works beyond a toner cartridge with fake Christmas snow and wires and a circuit board bolted onto it. They're getting ready to sell us something. You know, Friday, end of the week, they're getting ready to do something that they're hoping we won't be paying attention to, or maybe will be. I mean, the election's coming up next week. The Democrats are going to get hammered. And with them, Barack Obama, who may not be up for re-election. But if the Congress gets handed over to the GOP, it will be seen as a public referendum on his policies. He might even lose his renomination in 2012 if the election goes the way some of the polls are saying right now. So they're selling this as hard as they can. The media is just pounding on this. And while they're pounding on this toner cartridge of mass destruction, they're not reporting on the things that really affect your life. Okay? Which is, you know, the bank fraud. The U.S. economy is hovering, it's hanging by a thread. The banks may already be insolvent, both because of all the defaulted mortgages and nobody has a title, because their balance sheets are holding all these foreclosed properties that may not be worth what the banks claim that they're worth, and mostly because all of these banks invested, investment banks, holding companies, all pension funds, all invested in these bogus mortgage-backed securities, which are on those balance sheets. And if those mortgage-backed securities are worthless, then the balance sheets are suspect. And these pension funds and banks are already insolvent. And Ben Bernanke cannot run those printing presses fast enough to cover up this disaster. That is what the news should be today. That is what the corporate media should be telling Americans today. And it isn't. All of their on-air broadcast time is totally focused on a toner cartridge with white stuff on the outside, wires and a circuit board that won't actually do anything, probably won't even work as a toner cartridge anymore. It's a hoax. This thing is a hoax from day one. All righty, let's see. Moving right along here. Interesting little factoid I wanted to insert at this point. Apparently, the entire bill, which you pay for the United States intelligence apparatus, all these different 30-odd intelligence agencies, is $80 billion for this year. $80 billion. $80 billion, and that bogus TV circuit board strapped to a toner cartridge has fooled every single one of them? I want a refund. I want a refund. If these bozos were swindled by this circuit board, they are not worth 80 cents, let alone $80 billion. Absolutely. Now, there's another, you know, they're ramping up the terror booga booga. Apparently, they've arrested a man in Virginia, inevitably an Arab Muslim, as part of an FBI sting operation. Now, basically, they're saying he conducted surveillance. He recorded video of trains. Ooh, that's a capital crime in any third world nation here. Basically, what it is, it's another sting setup. The FBI gets a bunch of undercover informants, you know, who are Arab Muslims or able to pass as Arab Muslims, and they go out there and they start talking about, gee, wouldn't it be nice to blow up whatever? And the first idiot who says, yeah, that'd be kind of nice to see, they arrest him. It's COINTELPRO all over again, and they're intentionally targeting Arab Muslims. Why? Not because Arab Muslims are a threat. I mean, all the real bad terrorists that you see out there on the internet, Adam Gadan and Yusuf Al-Khattab and the guy who threatened South Park, they're not really Arabs. And they're only pretending to be Muslims. They're phonies. But they're targeting Arab Muslims in this country just the way the Nazis targeted the Jews, to try and create this idea that we're supposed to want to go out and kill all the Muslims in the world. So they've arrested this guy, and it's going to wind up getting tossed out of court again because it's classic entrapment. Because classic entrapment is determined by asking a very simple question. Would this arrested individual have committed the crime anyway if the undercover informants, agents, provocateurs had not been there? In other words, the only under U.S. law, legitimately, the only reason they could arrest and jail this guy is if they can prove that he would have carried out some kind of an attack anyway without the encouragement of the undercover informants. And they can't prove that in this case. What did he do? He talked tough, and he took video, both of which activities I myself carry out from time to time, depending upon how much scotch I've had. But I haven't actually gone out and done anything for which I could be arrested. So it's entrapment, and it's all about propaganda, and they're pushing this. Yeah, here it is, live coverage, fighter escort of the airplane coming in, and they've got helicopter coverage. See, here's the plane, and here's the fighter. You know, and it's like I was telling Thomas there in Sweden, you know, we're escorting that plane for security reasons, and if there's a bomb on board, and if that bomb dare explodes, we're prepared to shoot the passenger jet down. I mean, it's all show business. It's all fake. It's all a hoax. Oh my goodness, it's just amazing here. All righty, now getting back to this whole financial mess. We're looking at this issue of titles on property and the inability of banks and mortgage companies to actually work through this rat's nest of MERS to find who actually owns a particular piece of property. When we come back, startling development on that may be a big reason why this hoax in the media is taking place today. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we just weathered yet another attack on our server. And fortunately, it was fended off fairly quickly. But quite obviously, there's somebody out there who does not want the perceptions of the public to be changed away from what the media... I mean, live coverage of an airplane landing. That is what the headline news on the corporate media is right now. Live coverage of an airplane landing. We don't know that there's anything wrong with the airplane. The landing gear is down. Flaps are down. Looks like a normal approach to me. But this is the big headline news story. Now, meanwhile, here is what you really need to know. This is what you need to share with your friends and neighbors. This is why you tune into the Republic Broadcasting Network. Three major title insurance companies. First American Financial, Old Republic International, and Stewart Information Services have informed Wall Street analysts as of yesterday. They are not going to require written indemnification from lenders reselling the foreclosed homes. These companies account for 52% of the title insurance market. In other words, the big title insurance companies are no longer willing to underwrite title insurance on home sales coming out of this foreclosure fraud mess. Now, this is a, you know, the other title insurance companies are going to follow suit. And if you don't understand what I mean by title insurance, when you buy a home, because there's always the possibility, and always has been the possibility of confusion. Who's got the title in the mortgage industry? There's always a little bit of confusion. It's remote, and so title insurance has been a very profitable business, where when you buy a house, you go to a title insurance company, and you buy a title insurance policy. And what the policy says is, after you buy the house and you're in there, if somebody else comes up and says, look, I've got the title of the house, not the people who sold it, then the title insurance company will provide enough capitalization for everybody to be happy. Buy you a new home, buy the former owner a new home, buy the title from him, whatever, sort out the mess. And because up until recently it was a very remote possibility, title insurance was very affordable. And it's something that you automatically do when you buy a house. Now you've got the three biggest title insurance companies in the country saying, we're not sure we want to do this anymore. We can't afford to do it anymore. The other title insurance companies are going to follow suit. This is a nuclear bomb right into the heart of the real estate market in the United States of America. This is going to crash the real estate market, starting with the foreclosed homes, and that will drag down the prices on the rest of the market, and the whole house of cards is about to come down. And I think that's a big reason why all of a sudden we have headline news, an airplane has just landed successfully. Isn't that wonderful? It's booga booga. It's distraction. They're desperate to keep you from realizing what the banks have done to this country, what the Federal Reserve did to this country. We've had three of these private central banks in the history of the United States of America. All three have brought the nation to the edge of ruin. The present one may have pushed it over the edge. Land titles are screwed right now and uninsurable, according to the three biggest title insurance companies in America. Now, we're getting other whistleblowers are starting to come forward from this one from AmeriQuest. From the AmeriQuest subprime mortgage and foreclosure unit, we're basically getting whistleblowers coming up and saying, you know, this is how you forge signatures on documents. You take a document with a real signature, you take the forged document, you put them up against the window and the light comes through, and you trace out the signature. And that's it. They're coming forward to say, yes, fraud was being committed all the way along. That is what the news should be telling you and is not. Yes, Flight 201 has landed safely. Huzzah! Huzzah! Now, another informer has come out from Bank of America saying that they aggressively were pushing these derivatives products, these mortgage-backed securities on customers, in the middle of the meltdown without warning them that these might not be good investments, that there were substantial risks associated with them, i.e. the oversubscribed subprime mortgages that were bundled in there. As a matter of fact, Bank of America was telling everybody these were grade AAA investments. So a former employee of Bank of America has basically come forward and, you know, is willing to testify to Securities and Exchange Commission Chief Mary Shapiro. I don't know that anything's going to happen because, remember, the Securities and Exchange Commission basically sat on its gluteus for 12 years while Bernie Madoff, co-founder of the NASDAQ exchange, screwed his investors for $65 billion. So I'm not expecting a lot of stuff to come out of the Securities and Exchange Commission. I mean, the bottom line here is, looking at the media and looking at the government, whose side are they on? Are they on your side? I don't think so. The media is desperate to keep you from understanding what really went on behind the foreclosure crisis. It's not the foreclosures, it's the fraud, and the media is trying to protect the banks, and so is the government. If the government was thinking about what was best for the American people, they never would have voted TARP through. 90% of the American people said, please do not use our money to save the Wall Street banks from their own greed and recklessness and, in hindsight, criminality. And Congress did it anyway, because they're protecting their own money. Do not expect the government to do a thing about this. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Clayton in Austin. Aloha, Clayton. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike. I was just listening. This is, first of all, I want to say I became a member and really enjoy your show and just wanted to support you in that endeavor.
Thank you.
And you are right. This is absolutely the nuclear bomb right now, this with the title company stating they are not going to insure, because there's two things here that I see. One is that if you want to sell your house and you have one of these MERS loans in there or anything else and they do a title search and find it, and they say, we're not going to issue title insurance, you basically have a house you won't be able to sell. Nobody will buy it because nobody will take the risk on insuring that title, which
that's
is
exactly
huge.
Right.
And the other thing, too, is that whenever one buys or sells property, you know, usually here in Texas, a warranty deed is what's issued. And if it's just a general warranty deed, is not only are you stating, you are basically stating that you will defend that title not only when you transfer it, but in perpetuity, forever, unless you issue a special warranty deed where you just say, I'm only going to defend the title for the time that I own it. Potentially, something, if it comes back up far, you know, it can come up in the past. Now, that's usually been extremely rare. But that was the other reason you bought title insurance, was that if someone 20 years down the road popped up, and even though you sold the house 10 years ago and had some claim, you could go back to the title insurance company and say, hey, it's y'all's problem. I bought insurance. Go, you know, go talk to these people. And that's the other issue, is with stuff in the past. So it is a huge, I mean, after being in real estate for about 10 years, this is the story. And again, yeah, we got planes landing, and I agree with you entirely. So thanks for getting to the core of the real news, and I'll just keep listening. Thanks.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot, Clayton. I appreciate that. Yeah, absolutely. You know, in order to conceal their criminality and to evade some taxes, the banks, holding companies, investment groups, mortgage companies all put together this MERS, this Mortgage Electronic Registration System, so they could basically put all the titles into this common pool, and then they could just shuffle them around like chips on the gaming table and play their little games. And they oversold the chips. They pledged the mortgages were the chips. That's why they were handing out mortgages to people who really shouldn't have gotten them. Because what they needed another chip. They needed another chip to go to the gaming table with. That was the big game, the mortgage-backed securities fraud. That was where the real money was being made. That was the bubble, not the housing. The housing wasn't the bubble. The housing and the mortgages were the chips. The mortgage-backed securities, that was the bubble and the game. And they just figured they had to go into this knowing it wasn't going to last forever. And anybody who starts a bubble knows it's not going to last forever. But the goal is to get in, make a ton of money, dump the losses on somebody else, and skedaddle. Go retire on some tropical island out in the middle of the ocean and spend the rest of your life beachcombing or something. And that's what happened. And the bottom line is this mortgage electronic registration system has so obfuscated the link between note and title and owner and mortgager, they can't really figure it out. And one of two things is going to happen. We're either going to see the real estate market crash, take down the banks with it, or we're going to see the U.S. government, which very clearly is on the side of the bankers, they're going to come in and they're going to pass a draconian legislation like the H.R. 3808 that almost made it through earlier this year, where they're simply going to say, we don't need to actually establish who's got the title. We're willing to let the banks foreclose on their say-so, which is essentially what H.R. 3808 was all about. We're not going to solve the mess. We're simply going to give the banks, the government, to foreclose on anybody they want to. Who are the banks going to foreclose on? Anybody whose property that they want. And most especially, all those mortgages that were pledged more than once into multiple investment vehicles, because that is where the danger is for the bankers. They could go to jail. They should go to jail. Every single one of them who took part in these mortgage-backed securities should go to jail. And whatever assets they have should be used to make restitution to the millions and millions of Americans who lost their homes through these fraudulent foreclosures. And more to the point, to every single American whose life was looted trying to buy back all the bad paper. Because that's what TARP was. That's why we know the U.S. government is going to side with the bankers. Yesterday we had that guy from AFL-CIO who's serving on the bailout watchdog committee, and he said on TV, absolutely right, we can preserve the capital structure of the banks, or we can deal with the foreclosure crisis. We can't do both. Which are we going to do? We know the government will work to preserve the bank's capital structure at the expense of the American people, because they've already been doing it all along. When they talk about the toxic assets, they're talking about the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities that were sold to investors on the basis of mortgages that had already been pledged as collateral other times and were really not legally available. They basically made copies of the mortgages and said, see, we can sell them all over the place, and it's instant money. And the money poured in billions and billions of dollars. This is why the Wall Street insiders are writing themselves bonuses this year amounting to 8% of all the American cash in circulation. Billions and billions of dollars that they have made. And the losses are dumped onto you. So far, latest numbers I have, $135,000 in tax liabilities dumped on every single American. Money that you will be forced to pay, or your children or grandchildren, for which you will receive no benefits whatsoever. $135,000. That's what this is costing you personally. Try and have a Merry Christmas with that one. So that's what's going on here. Now, interestingly enough, as you know, U.S. Supreme Court recently ruled that the Federal Reserve had to disclose information about who got all the bailout money. Now, remember, when TARP came through, it was supposed to buy back toxic assets. Then they turned it into direct capital injections. Then they came back and said, well, we still have the toxic assets. Okay, have some more money. Have some more money. We are aware that the Federal Reserve handed out at least $9 trillion. May have been more than that. May have been 12 was the last number I heard. Actually, 14 was the last number I heard. And they handed it out, and we were told it was none of our business which banks got that money. Not our business, not when we are expected to pay that all back, if that money is never made good, and if that money is being used to buy back the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, there is no way that money is ever going to come back from the banks. They're spending it to basically make good on a massive fraud and stick you with the bill. Remember, the essence of a fascist economic state: profits are kept private, like those Wall Street bonuses, and losses are socialized across the entire society, which is what TARP and the bailouts are doing. So anyway, the U.S. Supreme Court had issued a ruling that the Federal Reserve, because the American people are on the hook for that money ultimately if it doesn't come back, that we had a right to know which large commercial banks were getting that money to help them bury the fraud. Well, Tuesday of this week, those large commercial banks went back to the United States Supreme Court to ask them to review that ruling. In other words, they're fighting tooth and nail to keep secret which banks got those trillions and trillions of dollars, which are not going to be repaid if they're being used to buy back the bad paper from the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, and you will be forced to pay that money somewhere down the road. And you're being told it's none of your business where that money went. You're being told to fork over hundreds of thousands of dollars to help bail out Wall Street, and you're not allowed to know who got it. That's what the bankers are trying to say. And the government's going to come down on the side of the banks, ultimately, but they've been doing it all along. There's another lawsuit going on involving Goldman Sachs, and their high-frequency computer trading, where some of the code used for the high-frequency computer trading was stolen and sold by one of their former employees, and it's basically, there's a whole ugly lawsuit. Goldman Sachs has requested the court and case and trial to be sealed to protect their proprietary secrets, and the U.S. government is agreeing. U.S. prosecutors are asking the judge to say, this all has to be a star chamber. It's got to be quiet, got to be black. We don't want to embarrass Goldman Sachs. Well, what they're really keeping a lid on is, according to financial analysts, 70% of the stock trades you see in the American stock market, the Dow, the NASDAQ, S&P, are the result of this high-frequency trading that's being used to basically rig the market and play games with it to try and keep those numbers up as high as possible to swindle people out of their money and out of their votes. And that's what's really being kept secret. We can't afford a nation with a secret banking system. We can't afford a financial system that says you're not allowed to know what's going on with the money, which, at least in theory, belongs to you at some level. Although that's absolutely gone. All the money belongs to the Federal Reserve, and they're kind enough to rent it to us. But secrecy is the enemy of a free society. And they're keeping secrets. Secrets about the tortured detainees, secrets about how the financial system is really working, secrets about where money you're expected to pay back to the Federal Reserve in the future was spent. And that's why they're doing stories about printer cartridges of mass destruction on airplanes, and even now, still, this is the only story that's being carried on CNN. And now we've got a helicopter live shot of the baggage handlers, you know, waiting for something to blow up in their face. That's why they're trying as hard as they can to keep you from thinking about the fact that the biggest threat to the United States of America is not Osama bin dead for a long time, not Al-Qaeda, not Muslims, not Arabs. It's the banks and the bankers and the biggest financial swindle in the history of this country. And they're desperate to keep you from thinking about it. They're desperate to keep you from talking about it. And you need to talk about it. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We've got callers waiting on the line. We'll take calls as soon as we come back from these commercials.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Boy, they must be afraid of whatreallyhappened.com right now. I'm being flooded with mail about, you know, there never really was an airplane at the Pentagon. Man, they're getting desperate. They are so desperate out there. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Mike in Michigan. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. What's on my mind are the elections coming up on Tuesday and the apathy I feel and the apathy that most Americans or a lot of Americans feel toward, you know...
Well, you know, we're getting our chance to vote on whether we're going to fly on the Hindenburg or sail on the Titanic. I can't imagine why everybody's not excited about a choice like that.
And that's why I called, Mike. I had an idea last night. I didn't get a chance to listen to your show yesterday. But I made it a point to call in today and run this by you. But what I think is there's two main issues that I see happening with a republic being lost. The first being the candidates that get sent to Washington, and the second thing being how those politicians are affected once they get to Washington with all the lobbying groups and the money to be made by being a congressman in making the deals with the big companies and screwing over the American people. I was thinking more of... not so much of a third party or a constitutional party, but more like a watchdog group, so that when we send or when we endorse a candidate that goes to Washington, they're going to be following, you know, what the public wants. And the thing that strikes out to me, or comes to the top of the issues for me, is health care. And I think that most Americans would agree we want universal health care, a single payer system. So our main focus should be, let's send someone to Washington with this one topic, this one issue, knowing that when they get there, their job is to repeal Obamacare and to get a single-payer unit system. Nothing
well,
else.
It's a good idea. It's a good idea. It's a good idea, but here's the problem. Mm-hmm. First of all, you're assuming that you can find a candidate who's actually going to keep their promises when they get to Washington, D.C. And we know there are some people who are well-intentioned when they seek office in Congress. But the way Congress works is really very simple. If, you know, by dint of effort and sincerity, you are able to raise the money to acquire a seat in Congress, and you go to Washington, D.C., which means you're no longer in your home constituency any longer, and your first term in Congress, you're stuck in some totally impotent, useless committee, while the consulting firms around the Beltway, whose only job it is, watch your voting record and who you kiss up to. And they produce a report card which is available to corporate donors. Now, because you're now in Washington, D.C., and you're not able to fundraise in your home district, you are now dependent on that corporate donation mechanism. And if you're not voting the way the corporations want you to vote, then you're not going to get that money.
Right.
And you're going to be at an automatic disadvantage to somebody else who's in your home district, stumping around saying, well, he didn't do what he said he was going to do. He's on some darn stupid committee, and he's not accomplishing anything. And so basically, while I think a lot of first-term Congress critters are really sincere about wanting to do a better job about it, by the time you're in your second, your third term, you're filtered out. The only people who are getting those additional runs in Congress and up to the Senate, they're already pruned out by the corporate money. And that's unfortunately the reality of how it works. I don't think Congress can be saved. And apparently, according to Rasmussen, 65% of America agrees. They want the whole shebang gone.
What's the alternative? You got these career politicians that year after year after year, they disappoint. Then when it's time for campaign time, you see their ads, and they're lying through their teeth. They're distorting the facts. They don't even talk about what's important anymore. Are we supposed to just sit on our hands?
No, they don't. And you know, there's massive vote fraud and stuff. Personally, I think, and they wouldn't be putting this desperation play to sell terror at us on TV right now, I think the whole banking system is about ready to come down. All it's going to take is some foreign country saying, you know, we want our money back now, and we have the right to pull. You know, I mean, a lot of that debt is continually being rolled over. All you need is for somebody in another country to say, we're not going to roll it over again. We want our money back now, and the whole thing's going to come on down, and it's going to take the government with it. We got to start thinking now. What do we want to replace it? Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.